Good morning. My name is Neil Peterson. For the next hour, I'm going to be talking about basically patching clusters with Configuration Manager and Orchestrator. We'll also see some other integrated pieces with Operations Manager. Before I get started, is anybody in the room currently having to patch clusters as part of their kind of monthly routine? Anybody in the room using Configuration Manager to do so? A couple hands. Do you have an orchestrated solution, or is it just kind of a silly process and you're looking for some improvements on that? So I basically took an interest in rectifying the issue of patching clusters because for many years I had to patch a single, solitary, small two-node cluster, but it was so important to my organization and so complex to do that I got the pleasure of doing it on Saturday night manually. And I did this for many years, and it was just ridiculous. So I set out to kind of find an automated solution for doing such, which brought me to System Center Orchestrator to kind of automate pushing the buttons for me. So I got a couple objectives I want to kind of display during this session. First is just to demonstrate that complex maintenance doesn't have to be this tedious task. We can, you know, it is the modern day in IT. We can automate this. We can build workflows around doing this process, and we can do it in such a way that we're having little impact to the cluster or the resources being hosted on the clusters. I also want to show how Configuration Manager and Orchestrator can be the utilities to perform this maintenance. And then finally, I'm going to provide an end-to-end sample solution. So we'll actually, live right in front of you, patch a two-node Hyper-V cluster. All of the demonstration you're going to see here, the Orchestrator runbooks are available for download. I'll make a note where you can find those. So basically just a sample. It's definitely not plug and play. I mean, each environment is different, but a lot of the plumbing is there. In terms of an agenda, we'll look at three things, kind of what it takes to patch a cluster. If you're patching clusters already, you know the steps. You know, what are the manual steps? What is the big deal here? Why is it difficult to patch a cluster? We'll then look at the solution. It takes a while to run, so what I'll do is kick it off. We'll kind of watch one node patch, then jump back into some PowerPoint. At that point, we'll talk about some of the challenges that I ran into in developing this solution. And honestly, these challenges, they're not specific to this. They're specific to large orchestrated solutions. You know, what kind of challenges present themselves when you're working on large orchestrated projects like this? With that, let's talk about patching clusters. You know, what does it take? You know, what are traditional methods for patching clusters, or what are the steps that I have to take in patching a cluster? So the first thing I need to know is I need to determine the cluster state. What are my nodes? Is it a two-node cluster? Is it a six-node cluster? And what are the names of those nodes? Has it changed since last month? Have we added more nodes to this? Is my list of nodes up to date? I then need to go in and manually pause or pull one of those nodes out of the cluster and drain the resources off of it. I then need to put it in Operations Manager maintenance mode. I don't want to receive alerts as I'm rebooting this box. I then need to log into the node, launch Windows updates, or put it into a collection in SCCM, start the update process, wait for the updates to complete. This might take 30 minutes. An hour, 15 minutes, I have to sit there and manually watch it, reboot the node, wait for the node to come back up, validate the updates have applied correctly, validate the cluster services have started, is it ready to go, resume the node, add it back to the cluster, remove it from Operations Manager maintenance mode, and then repeat for each node of that cluster. On a 16-node cluster, this could be extremely time-consuming. And then finally, once I'm done, you know, spread out the resources as appropriate if I don't have some sort of system in place to do that. validate completion, validate functionality, and then potentially close out my change request or send an alert or a notification to my team that this has been completed. So this is an incredibly complex slide, lots of data on here, and I did that for a reason, because it's an incredibly complex process, not something that's very fun to manually do. So, you know, trying to, you know, automate this or take some pain out of it, what are the traditional methods in which this maintenance was performed? So manual execution, so manually patching clusters. Is anybody in the room having to manually patch clusters every month? So a couple. So that's what I was doing, and it was horrible. Additionally, we've got complex configurations of configuration manager collections and maintenance windows. Has anybody done this? So you might have a collection for node 1 with a maintenance window, a collection for node 2 with a different maintenance window, and a collection for node 3 with a different maintenance window. Anybody? I see a couple hands. Yeah, I've tried it, and it works, but it's complex, and it's not rocket science, or it's not exact. Complex configurations of scripts, scheduled tasks, and other types of voodoo. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, we can get incredibly creative here. But without doubt, it's a complex solution. And then this is the one, as a premier field engineer, I spend a lot of time with different customers, and this is the one that I see used most often, and it's the scariest one of the bunch, and that is in a lot of cases, these complex systems just are omitted from the patching process. It's just, we don't know how to effectively patch this thing, and we can't risk our services going down, so we're just not going to patch it. We're just going to ignore it. And I see this all the time, and that's just incredibly scary if you think about it. So let's talk about some modern methods for patching clusters. And I do want to call out a couple things here. I mean, the orchestrator solution is not the only thing that we've got that we have available for us when it comes to patching clusters. There are other things out there, or other systems for doing this. First one is Windows 2012 Cluster Aware Updating. Is anybody in the room aware of Cluster Aware Updating? So it's a native function to 2012 clusters, and it's slick, relies on WSUSE, and you basically right-click on a cluster and patch it. Very slick system, but a couple pieces have to be in place. System Center 2012 SP1 and R2 Virtual Machine Manager has its own cluster patching mechanism built into it. Again, very slick, very native to the product. And then finally, the one that we're going to talk about today is and this slide's a little old, I should have updated that, but System Center 2012 R2 in orchestrated automation, or using process automation tools for patching these clusters. And there's potentially others, but those first three are the ones that I want to call out. And really, I want to take some time and really focus on 2012 Cluster Aware Updating and why I call this out. You know, just because we can do it in Orchestrator or with an automation tool doesn't necessarily mean we should. In some circumstances, 2012 Cluster Aware Updating would be a real big win for patching these clusters. We've got one-click Cluster Aware Updates, integration with WSUSE, configuration manager is not needed. This is one of the key differentiators between 2012 Cluster Aware Updating and what I'm going to demonstrate is that with Cluster Aware Updating, we don't need Configuration Manager. So if you're not using Configuration Manager and you just have WSUSE, there are some options there. However, if you want to use Configuration Manager to patch your clusters, you're in the right place. That's what we will be looking at. Finally, on Cluster Aware Updating, it can be automated, extended with PowerShell commandlets. However, Windows 2012 is required. That said, if we want to use Configuration Manager to patch our clusters, a great option is using a process automation tool. In this case, we're going to look at System Center Orchestrator. Before I move on, cluster updating aside, who in the room is using Orchestrator within their environments? So a couple. So I'm about to demonstrate a sample solution for patching clusters, and there's a bunch of components. In fact, once I get into the demo, I've got a bunch of servers. We're going to be jumping back and forth as we watch this process happen. So I first wanted to lay out kind of the components that we're going to see here. You know, what all is at play? First, we've got a failover cluster. I've just got a two-node Hyper-V cluster with a couple guests running on it. We're going to see System Center Orchestrator R2, which is orchestrating the whole process. We'll actually look at the runbooks, watch them as they run. I've got System Center Configuration Manager R2, which will actually be deploying the updates. I've got some integration packs installed in Orchestrator. And then finally, we've got System Center Operations Manager. So we'll actually see, you know, an automated process of not only patching these nodes, but, you know, really performing true maintenance, putting them in maintenance mode before we do that, taking them out of maintenance mode. So a bunch of components involved in this process. So what does this automated process do? What are we about to see? Once we start the Orchestrator runbook, Configuration Manager is prepared. So a collection's created, software updates are deployed. Configuration Manager is prepared for the deployment of these updates. Next, an automated process examines the cluster node. So it checks out the cluster. What are my nodes here? Has it changed since last month? So every month that we, you know, month to month, this process will pick up on any changes to that cluster. It happens dynamically. The first node is placed in Operations Manager maintenance mode. It's then paused, and then the roles are drained off of it. The node is then added to a Configuration Manager collection. The Orchestrator runbook then reaches out to the actual client, the node, and tickles it, kind of updates its policy. If you've worked with Configuration Manager, you understand that, you know, if we add a machine to a collection, that does not mean that whatever we have targeted that collection is going to trigger immediately. There's a built-in delay of up to 60 minutes. Since we're automating here, we can just kind of tickle it and skip that delay. Once the machine has received that policy, updates are applied to the system. So to be very clear, it's not System Center Orchestrator applying the updates, it's Configuration Manager. All Orchestrator is doing is putting it in that collection and refreshing the policy on the machine. I've got a process to determine. So, you know, we're installing updates on a machine, and this is automation here. We don't have a user watching it. So I've got a process in place to determine, you know, are those updates installed? Are they still installing? You know, really to kind of watch the machine and move on only once the update installation process has completed. It's also going to determine if a reboot is necessary. If a reboot's necessary, it's going to reboot the machine. The node is then rejoined to the cluster and then removed from Operations Manager maintenance mode. Again, fully automated. These steps are going to be repeated for each node of the cluster. And then finally, any service requests that have been created could potentially be updated and closed. I've done some demonstrations of this process where I had Service Manager integrated with the process. I don't have that ready for this demonstration today, so there's no Service Manager integration here. But it's a very simple step to loop this in with your existing ITSM tool. The Configuration Manager environment is then cleaned up. And then, again, a very busy slide. But the cool thing, the difference between this slide and the first slide is that in that first slide, you've got an administrator or an engineer sitting behind a console doing all this work. With this process, your engineer is out playing golf or more likely probably working on something else. But the cool thing here is that this all happens behind the scenes. So I'm going to jump into my demo. I'm going to walk through some of the runbooks. We'll then kick it off and really start to watch a cluster patch. Now, just to be clear, I'm going to be doing a bunch of clicking around, and we're going to watch this, you know, in action. But if this was a production environment, there would be none of this happening. The request would go in. I would move on, do something else, and all of this would happen in the background. I'm simply just clicking around to kind of demonstrate the pieces in action. So if you're not familiar with System Center Orchestrator is a process automation solution. It has a very visual drag-and-drop type of experience. With System Center Orchestrator, we've got something called integration packs, which extend the ability of what Orchestrator can do. So for instance, I've got an integration pack here for System Center Configuration Manager, and I understand that's a little small. Integrating this integration pack with Orchestrator gives me these things we call activities, which do little pieces of automation specific to that integration pack that we've installed. So here I've got Configuration Manager, and right away we can see some that I'm actually going to be using. So create collection, add collection rule. So this is adding a system to a collection. So Orchestrator, and again, I'm not going to go too deep into what Orchestrator is, but just to give a kind of brief overview, process automation tool. A unit of automation within Orchestrator is called a runbook. What we're looking at here is a runbook. Within this runbook, we've got several activities that perform some function, such as creating a collection, adding a computer to a collection, deploying software updates. Within this solution, I have a bunch of runbooks. So I don't have one big runbook to perform the whole solution. I have a bunch of smaller runbooks, and in some cases, a little bit larger runbooks, and I'm stringing these all together with the parent runbook. The reason for this, I mean, I could easily just have one big runbook to do all of this, but the reason I have this small is to really keep things modular. So for instance, I've got a very small runbook that's going to put a computer into Operations Manager Maintenance Mode. That's all it does. Put this machine in Operations Manager Maintenance Mode. I can now refer to this runbook anytime I need to put a machine in Operations Manager Maintenance Mode from any solution. Whereas if I had put this in one big runbook, this action of putting a machine in the maintenance mode is now encapsulated around all this other stuff. So I have one big solution that only does one thing, as opposed to having runbooks that all perform a small function. So that's kind of the textbook reason for making small runbooks. But I'll take it even further and get real world with it. It's also easier to develop and easier to troubleshoot. So for instance, as I'm building this, I've got a runbook here, and then all it does is prepare Configuration Manager. It creates a collections, deploys software updates, and returns some data about those updates. Instead of having to develop a big solution to patch clusters, when I set out to do this, in my head, all I'm doing is developing a small solution to do this. Once I have that done, once it's tested and functional, I move on to the next piece, and then I move on to the next piece. And as I bring these together, if one portion begins to fail for whatever reason, I'm troubleshooting just that proportion and not a big old honking huge runbook with 100 activities in it, which can be difficult. So that's why we've got several small runbooks here. So to walk through the process, once the process starts, basically we give the runbook the name of a cluster. And I'll walk through triggering this, so we'll see that in action. I basically just provide the name of a cluster. The first thing we're going to do is create a collection in Configuration Manager. And I'm just being cheap here. I'm just naming that collection the name of the cluster. I'm then going to deploy software updates to that collection. So I've got an activity here that deploys software updates. One of the prerequisites for this particular solution is that we've got our updates are prepared in Configuration Manager. So the software update group has been created. Software package is ready to go. Things are distributed to a distribution point. We could automate that. That's just not part of this solution. So the expectation is that there is a Configuration Manager software update administrator that's prepared the environment for this process. And then the last thing I do in this small runbook is I just use a little bit of PowerShell, which I'm going to talk about PowerShell when I talk about challenges here. I'm just using a little bit of PowerShell to get the ID of that software update deployment, because later on I'm going to need to investigate the client and see if it's actually installing the updates and ensure that it's installing the updates. And I can do that through investigating WMI on the client and looking for this specific ID. And then I'm done. So that's the first kind of sub-process within this biggest process is preparing Configuration Manager. Once Configuration Manager is prepared, I'm again running a small bit of PowerShell to get the nodes of the cluster. So return to me all of the nodes in this cluster, and I'm basically using get cluster node commandlet to do that. Again, I'll talk about some of the challenges and why I'm using some PowerShell here. So very simple runbook, and it just checks the cluster, returns back all of the nodes. We then get into the real work here, one at a time. So the first node then goes into the sub runbook. So this little icon here is an invoke runbook activity. What I'm doing is calling another runbook from this runbook. And it gets into kind of the big work here. So configuration manager is prepared. I understand all the nodes in my cluster. I have a list of nodes in my cluster. I know what I need to do now. First thing I'm going to do is call another sub runbook, so a bunch of nesting here, to put that node into operations manager maintenance mode. So I'm just passing a computer name in here. I'm using an activity from the operations manager operations manager integration pack to put the node into maintenance mode. Once that's done, I'm calling another runbook to suspend the cluster node. And again, I have these modularized because I may need to suspend a cluster node for other reasons outside of patching it. And if I need to do that, bam, I've got a runbook that does just that. And I'm using some PowerShell. So I'm basically suspending the node. And then I'm waiting for the node, for all the roles to drain off of it. So I don't want to just suspend it and move on and start patching it. If I've got, you know, 78 Hyper-V roles on that node, it might take some time for those to drain off. So I want to pause. So I'm going into a loop on this activity. And I'm going to, you know, I'm continually checking that node and making sure all of those roles have drained off of it. Basically, I'm getting a count of roles on that node, and I'm looping until that count equals zero. And at that point, I'm good. I know that this cluster has been paused and that all the roles have been evacuated. And I can start maintenance on this thing. So it's in operations manager maintenance mode. It's been paused. My roles have been pulled off of it. It's good to go. I then have an activity from the configuration manager integration pack to put the node into a collection. I'm then refreshing machine policy. So rather than waiting the default 60 minutes, I'm going to reach out and actually tickle that machine. I'm then performing a WMI query against that machine. And this was, I'll talk about this as well, but these two activities right here were literally the most difficult pieces of this process. And I'll talk about why once we get there. But I'm basically checking that machine to make sure it's actually received the policy. You know, I don't want to just assume that it's received policy from Configuration Manager. What if something's wrong? You know, this is an automated process. What if I'm at home and the machine just never receives policy and it goes into a loop and it just never finishes? So I want to be very sure that what I'm doing is occurring. Once I know that the policy's arrived, I'm running another WMI query just to validate that the software updates are installing. So if the machine requires a reboot, I don't want to reboot it in the middle of installing a software update. So I've got a WMI query that's basically running and saying, all right, I see that you're installing software updates. Have they installed? Are they installing? If they're still installing, I'm going to loop. And I'm going to loop until a point at which I know they're finished installing. If a reboot is required, I'm going to branch off this way, restart the system, watch the system go down, watch the system come back up, resume the cluster node. So I've got a little bit of just a small runbook that first thing it's doing is checking that cluster service. So just because the computer's up doesn't mean the cluster service is up. And I don't want to try to fail the cluster back if that cluster service hasn't started back up yet. So I'm just checking that service. If it's stopped, I'm going to go ahead and loop. And then I'm going to resume the cluster node and fail the roles back. If the machine doesn't require an update or a reboot, I'm just going to resume the cluster nodes and then stop operations manager maintenance mode. Nope. Question comes up all the time. And I'll call out a couple things. I mean, this is just a sample solution. Definitely would extend it to do something like that. As well, another thing that we're not seeing here, which I've purposely omitted, is any kind of error control or, you know, so let's say that I'm checking for policy and the machine just never receives policy. I'm going to want to do something. I'm going to want to send an email to myself like, hey, this machine isn't doing what we'd expect it to do. So I would, you know, in a production system, I would have some more logic coming off of this. Like, say, if this loops for an hour, and then call the whole process and engage a human. So I've left a lot of this error control out just because it does, it adds to the icons on the screen, it adds to the complexity of the demonstration. But you're absolutely right. If I was going to do this in production, I would build in a little bit of automation to come back through, maybe just kick off a subscan and just make sure that we're good. Could probably query WMI to see what we need there. As well, I would add a bunch of error control and potentially some logging as well. So it's definitely a basic sample solution. Like I said earlier, not plug and play, but a lot of the plumbing, a lot of the kind of logic is there. So once we've updated all the nodes, so that was the first node. So this process ran for the first node. We then pop up to this, back up to this runbook. The second node goes in. We do the same thing. And then the third, fourth, etc. Once we're finished, we then clean up Configuration Manager, which in this case, I wanted to do something quick for demonstration purposes. I'm just deleting the collection out of Configuration Manager, which also deletes the software update deployment. Basically, it's like we were never there. So that's my process in action, or that's my process. Let's go ahead and kick it off. Just to set the stage, I've got a two-node cluster here, and I'll keep both of them up, and we'll pop back and forth, and we'll watch the roles drain, etc. I've got a Configuration Manager environment. When I create that collection, I'm just creating it at the root of device collection, so we'll see it pop in here. I've got Operations Manager. I've basically put a filter, so we're seeing just the two cluster nodes here, and we can see that neither one of them is currently in maintenance mode. We've got Orchestrator, and then we've just got my client box. So this is the System Center Orchestrator console. If you're not familiar with Orchestrator, Orchestrator ships with a portal that allows us to start runbooks from it. This is that portal. In production, I would probably try to tie this to my ITSM system, though. So whether that's System Center Service Manager. So if I'm the cluster administrator, instead of going to a portal, what I would rather see is me go to Service Manager, enter a service request, and have Service Manager kick this off, updating my request as we go. And we could do similar things with Remedy and some other ITSM systems. But for the sake of this demonstration, since we only have an hour, I kind of left the ITSM integration out. I am just going to kick it off from this portal. What we'll see is that it will ask me for the name of the cluster. Let me just validate that name. And I'll go ahead and click Start, and that's it. So my process should be starting soon. We can see up here, this is kind of the main runbook. We got a little green arrow. So we can see that, in fact, the process has started. And the first thing we're doing here is preparing Configuration Manager, which is already completed. So if I come over to Configuration Manager and refresh Device Collections, we'll see here is my new collection. It's just the same name as the cluster. No members at this point, but if I look at the properties of the collection, we'll see that, in fact, software updates have been deployed to it. In this case, I just have an update group of three updates. I didn't want to put too many in there because we've got limited time. So Configuration Manager is prepared, and it's good to go, and we can see that this runbook is done. It's run successfully. The next piece is to detect the cluster state, which has happened. And in fact, we're already starting on the first node. And this is going pretty quick here. But what we can see based on this logging is that Operations Manager maintenance mode has completed. So if I pop over to Operations Manager and refresh the screen, yep. In fact, we can see there that the first node of the cluster has been put in Operations Manager maintenance mode. So again, I'm popping around, but I wouldn't be doing this in production. I'd be working on something else. This would all be happening in the background. I would have logging and error controls such that if something didn't work the way it should, my service request would be updated and I'd be notified immediately so that I could jump over and see what's going on. All right, let's check out the cluster. I think we actually probably missed what was going on, but we can see that Node 1 of this cluster has been paused, so that happened while I was jabbering. And not only has it been paused, but the roles have all been live migrated over. And that's a very important piece here, is that this was a true live migration. In fact, not only was it a true live migration, but if you look right here, the orchestrator instance, The orchestrator instance that I'm working from is on this cluster. So we're live migrating things around. In fact, the machine that's running this process was just live migrated over and will continue to run. All right, so this is node one. I'm gonna go ahead and close this down because it's gonna be patched here in a moment. So let's see where we're at. All right, so that process is still running. And again, what I'm doing when I pause these nodes is to run a small piece of PowerShell, suspend cluster node. And then I just have a little script that gets the cluster node and basically gets a count of the roles on the cluster. And it loops on this script until that count equals zero. So let me talk a little bit while this waits. And there is kind of a little bit of a pause here while this thing cooks. While I'm using PowerShell for this, and this is kind of, I'm stealing the show for the end of the slide deck here, but we do have a moment here. So Configuration Manager, we've got an integration pack for it. So I've got these activities to perform this stuff. Operations Manager, so the maintenance mode stuff, we've got an integration pack. Perfect. You know, I have activities to do what I need it to do. There is not an integration pack for failover clustering. So there's nothing we can go download and pull into Orchestrator that gives us these activities for failover clustering. So within Orchestrator, we do have a run.NET script activity that just allows us to plop PowerShell in there and run it natively within Orchestrator. Now, there are some limitations to that, which I'll discuss a little bit at the end of the show here, but that is why I'm looping in these PowerShell pieces. So I need to fail over a cluster, and I don't have an activity to do that. So I'm just using a little bit of PowerShell to do that, to perform that action. So that was one of the challenges getting into this process. And anytime I'm building a large Orchestrator solution, I'm going to do that. I'm going to say, you know, how long is this going to take me to work? How long is it going to take me to build this solution? All right, well, what systems am I integrating with? Configuration Manager, Operations Manager, and Failover Clustering. All right, cool. I've got an integration pack for this one. I've got an integration pack for this one. So far, so good. But I don't have an integration pack for this one. So I'm going to be writing PowerShell scripts. So my time to development has slightly increased. Now, these were pretty easy scripts, so it wasn't that big of a deal, but definitely something to take into consideration when building solutions. So I can see that, you know, we've moved past the suspend cluster node, and my add collection rule activity is completed. So if I pop back over to Configuration Manager, I'll just go ahead and refresh this screen. And bam, so we can see there's my collection, and we can see I have one member in the collection now. So if I do show members, there it is. It's the first node of the cluster. So this is where it does take a little bit of time. So what is going on is that it's refreshing the machine policy and checking for the policy, which has happened. Oh, and actually there, check it out, we just caught it. So in the background, node one actually started patching. This is gonna take a minute to run, but while it does, let me call out something here. I called this out as the most complex piece to this process. It actually, you know, it took me a day or so to figure this out, because prior to having this intelligent discovery in here, what I had was just some trigger delays. So on these links here in Orchestrator, we can configure a trigger delay. And basically it says, hey, once I get to this link, pause for this many seconds. So I could have easily just said, you know, hey, well, I think once I refresh the machine policy, I'm just going to put a big pause in here for 10 minutes. and then move on and reboot the machine. But that's not going to work. We can't guess at how long this stuff is going to take. So I needed to build in some intelligent delay here. And that's what we've got going on here. So checking for policy, I'm basically doing a WMI query on the system that will indicate, you know, hey, if I query this based on the results, I know if the machine has received policy or not. And I had to build in this really intelligent delay. I'm not going to go into the details of looping an intelligent delay, but I think this is a piece that's missed a lot of times in big solutions like this, and that is, this is automation. We don't have a human sitting here going, okay, we're ready to move to the next step. So we have to build in that stuff that you would do visually as a human. If you're doing large solutions, I do have a blog posted on TechNet about using looping as intelligent delays, and I would encourage checking it out, because I go into organizations and I do see stuff like, oh, I don't know how long it's going to take, so I'm just going to put 30 minutes in here and just let it pause, and it's very inefficient. At some point, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot, you're going to reboot the machine before the process is completed, or you're putting too much time in there and you're making the process inefficient. So I'm just pausing here for 30 minutes, when in reality, it only took 2 minutes to complete. So definitely keep intelligent delays in mind. And like I said, we can perform that through a loop. And I've got some documentation out there that kind of discusses how I perform that action. So let's see how we're doing here. So we can actually see my cluster's been rebooted. And actually, we're resuming the cluster node. So let me get back in here, and let's see if we can catch it. So here's my node one. It's paused. We can actually see that it just went back up. And my roles are being live migrated back to where they began at. So I'm basically spilling everything back over. I think what I'm going to do here, and this is going to take a couple minutes to get through, but I'm just going to pause here, and let's watch node 2 start. So node 1's completed. We've patched it. We've rebooted it. It's back up. See, I can get back into it. It's out of Operations Manager maintenance mode, so if I come back in here and refresh this, bam, and we can see node 2 is now in Operations Manager maintenance mode. Oh, there it is. Node 2 is draining. And if we click on the roles, we can see that the live migration is occurring. And this whole process will then complete for node 2 as well. And again, the whole time, we've actually been working from this box, which is on this cluster. So I'm not going to go back through and watch node 2 complete. We've already seen it. I'm going to jump back into the slides, talk about some of the challenges. And again, like I said, it's not really challenges specific to this solution. These are pretty generalized when working in Orchestrator. And I'm sure if you've worked in Orchestrator, at some point you've run into some of these. I've already started talking about the first one, and that is that there is no integration pack for Windows Failover Clustering. And I had to create my own solution there, which was just some PowerShell scripts. But this is actually pretty cool because I've got scripts in here. If I wanted to go plop this solution into an environment where I'm patching a Windows 2003 cluster, the PowerShell scripts change. But my solution stays the same, and I'm just really changing these little pieces. So it's not that bad of an issue. When working in Orchestrator with the run.net script activity, however, there are a couple things to keep in mind, and there are some limitations to this activity. What it boils down to is that activity starts a PowerShell 2.0 32-bit session. So when I execute that run.net script activity, it's starting a PowerShell 2.0 session in a 32-bit run space. So you may not have caught it, but I'll actually flip back to it. There's a couple things that I need to do to compensate for that. I'm not going to go into the details, but what I'll do is I'll give you some, I'll show it off, but I'll also then give you a resource. So we can see here, the commandlet that I'm running is suspend cluster node, but I have all this other stuff around it. I'm basically having to call a separate session, PowerShell session, because this commandlet here is a PowerShell 3.0 64-bit commandlet. So I have to jump through some hoops to get it to work in Orchestrator. That's all I'm going to say on that. However, if you wanted to jot down some notes, there's some really good documentation in the form of a blog on this issue and this limitation and the workarounds. What I would say is the gentleman's name is Carl Prosser, P-R-O-S-S-E-R. If you just do a search for his name and maybe throw Orchestrator in there, he's got two blogs, which is, you know, in my opinion, the authoritative source on this limitation and the methods by which we can get around the limitation. But that was my first challenge here, is that, you know, I don't have an integration pack. I need to use PowerShell, and then I have the limitations of PowerShell to deal with. Second piece was multi-value data handling. What this means is that I've got multiple nodes of this cluster here. So, you know, in this case, I just had two. It may be 16. How do I want to handle this? You know, as I detect my cluster, I don't want to just bam, patch all of these nodes at the same time. I need a method by which I'm methodically patching these nodes one at a time. So what happens is out of this activity right here comes a couple streams of PowerShell, of data. So each node of this cluster comes out of here, and I want to make sure that each one is patching one at a time. So when invoking a child runbook, and this wasn't that big of a challenge, just something to note, we have this checkbox here, wait for completion. And it was important that this was checked so that I'm patching one node at a time. Now, there's a couple other controls in place, such as for each runbook, we can control its concurrency, and I also have that set here to one. So I'm handling multiple nodes of this cluster by passing them to this runbook that I know will only run one at a time, or once for each cluster, wait for that process to complete, and then pass the next node over. But this was something that I had to nail, right? I had to be sure that I wasn't accidentally patching all the nodes at once. So for instance, if job concurrency here had been set to something like 5, and I didn't have the flag set on this activity to wait for completion, then what would have happened is that all of my nodes would have been passed over. I would have started that apply updates runbook for each node, and I would have been patching all of these nodes at the same time, which would have been bad. In this demonstration, it would have failed miserably because I would have taken down the orchestrator box. So multi-value data handling, again, it's not specific to this solution. It's just a thing to be aware of when working in orchestrator runbooks. And then finally, we've got the detecting configuration manager policy arrival and the handling of the reboots. I've already kind of dug in on these, and basically, the big deal there is investigating. You know, I need to understand when to move on. I need to understand that the machine's received the policy it needs to receive, and that once it's received the policy, I then need to detect, you know, is that machine installing updates? Is it waiting for updates? And then finally, is it pending a reboot or not? So I did a couple things here. We've got time, so I'll go into the details here. And you can grab these. You can grab these runbooks, and I'll show you where to get them if you want to investigate further. But I found, and really the challenge here wasn't building this stuff. It was digging around on the system, finding data that I could use for my benefit. So I literally spent a day patching computers and then digging around in WMI looking for the piece, you know, the query or the results or the data points I could use for this purpose. So I found that I could run this query here. So namespace root CCM software updates deployment agent, select star from CCM target update X1 where ref assignment like deployment ID. So what is this deployment ID here? So I found that stuffed in WMI, once policy has been received, I could find reference of that deployment ID in WMI. So what is that? Where is it coming from? Well, recall very earlier on when I was preparing Configuration Manager, I created a collection, I deployed software updates to it. I then ran a little piece of PowerShell, which I won't dig into the details, but basically this is getting the deployment ID from Configuration Manager on that deployment that was made, loading it into my orchestrator data bus and just holding it there. I'm then subscribing to that, using it later on to validate, okay, has the very specific policy arrived? I don't want it to be just any policy. I want to make sure this machine knows about those software updates. And then finally was determining, have the updates installed? Very simple little query here. So namespace is root CCM client SDK, and then the query is select evaluation state from CCM software update. So if you've done any software updating with Configuration Manager and run any of the reports, you've probably seen things in the reports like downloading updates, installing updates, pending reboot. So all of these data points are stored in WMI on the client. And actually, if you check out the Configuration Manager SDK, each one of these data points is called out in the SDK. I know that's a little hard to read, but if you grab the Configuration Manager SDK, there is a list of what values are stored in this WMI class and what they mean. So like if I'm looking at this, I've got 17, waiting user logon, 20, pending update, 10, waiting for reboot. So if we come look at what I'm doing here, I'm basically querying the namespace or the WMI class on this machine and looping, and you'll see this is a pretty complex loop, looping until some specific values are returned. Specifically, update installation has finished or update installation is pending a reboot. Once I know I'm at one of those states, I can branch off and reboot the machine or not reboot the machine. So that said, I've got about 10 minutes left here. Let's see how we're doing on our update installation. And what I'll do here is just come back up to the main runbook. I can see it's not running. So if I look at log history, I can see that everything has been run. I can also see over here that cluster node 2 had been rebooted because my RDP session was disconnected. So let me connect to that server. I'll actually come over to 1. Open up Failover Cluster Manager. Well, first off, I can see that both of my nodes have been started. Let's go take a look at my roles. Not only are all my roles up and running, but we can see that I basically this morning I went and purposely put one on the first node, one on the second node, one on the first node, one on the second node, and we're left at the same state that we were when we started. So the specific roles are on the nodes that they started on. Now, this isn't a function of my runbook. This is a function of the commandlets that I used within the runbook. Let's look at Operations Manager Maintenance Mode. So they are both out of maintenance mode. No alerts were raised through that whole process. Let's then go look at Configuration Manager. You can see there's the collection. However, if I refresh this screen, the collection's been removed, and that also removed the deployments. So, I have had a couple more things in the slides, really just talking about extending this. So, this was, and we've already talked about it, this was a very sample solution. A lot of the plumbing there is there, but this is not going to just plug in any environment. Really, the intent was to show you know, show off Orchestrator, show off some of the capabilities here in data center automation. Pretty slick stuff. I mean, we just did that live. I ran this solution probably 5 times over the last week and without hiccup. Now, I put a lot of development time into making sure it works good. But it was very basic. It just patched the clusters. What are some other things that we could do here? You know, if I wanted to extend this solution, we can get really creative and do cool stuff like real-time reporting. So I could easily have every one of those activities logged to a SQL database and have maybe a dashboard up that shows me, all right, you know, even though I'm not involved in this process, even though I just hit go, maybe I want to look over my shoulder and see, all right, cool. You know, node one was just rebooted. Cool, node one is back up. You know, so we can build in real-time reporting here. I have enhanced service manager integration here, but really I'll extend this to enhanced ITSM integration. So is anybody in the room using System Center Service Manager? I see a couple hands. Whew. So another piece that I see missed in a lot of cases with orchestrated solutions like this is integrating with your service ITSM system. So for instance, with Service Manager, I could have just as easily triggered this process from Service Manager. So the process would be, I'm the cluster administrator. I'm ready to patch my clusters. I log into Service Manager. I create a request. Key thing there is I have a service request now in my ITSM system. I have a service request that states my intent. It has the names of the clusters. It knows who I am. That service request or Service Manager then triggers the runbook. Then as I'm walking through that process, I could have that runbook easily updating that service request with whatever I want. Like, okay, node one updated. Or if there's a failure, update my request with the results of the failure and then reroute that request to a human, which would then receive an email from Service Manager stating, hey, you've got a new, you've got a ticket assigned to you, go check it out. Once that process is completed, let's assume everything worked great, update that service request with the results. Hey, I just patched your cluster. Maintenance started at this time, it ended at this time, everything looks good, close out that request. No need for a human to close it out, but now we've got a record of that request being in place. There are integration packs for Orchestrator for other ticketing systems, so this isn't limited to just Service Manager. We could potentially integrate this with any existing ITSM system you have in place in your environment, whether through an integration pack or some other creative integration. Email notifications. So say I didn't want to loop this into my ITSM system, but I still want notifications. You know, hey, tell me when this starts, tell me when this ends. That'd be very simple. We could almost do it in the 7 minutes that I have left here. Drop in some email notifications at different places within that process, or if it fails. But finally, you know, we can really just do whatever we want. I mean, we can be very creative with a solution, make it fit your environment, make it fit the experience that you want to have as it runs. So that's the end of my session. One thing I will call out is if you want to grab a copy of these runbooks, so I do have a blog. It's just technet.com. or blogs.technet.com/NeilP. If you go back a couple, probably a year at this point, I did a session at the Microsoft Management Summit, a similar session quite some time ago, and these runbooks, there's a blog that basically states, like my MMS session, if you find that blog, there's a link to a TechNet gallery where you can download these runbooks. As well, there's a video, which a lot of what we just went through is on that video as well. And this session will be recorded as well, so you can check that out. But I've got a couple minutes left. I'd be willing to take any questions about patching clusters or Orchestrator in general. And if not, I appreciate you coming out and have a good rest of your tech ed.